Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey there, Vault Dwellers. Follow us as we take a topic from the Fallout universe and discuss it in a group of diverse individuals. We are the Fallout Roundtable. Join us, the conversation has already started.
Welcome, one and all, to another episode of the Fallout Roundtable. I am your host, Maverick Stone, as always, and forever, unless I die unexpectedly, but, you know, whatever.
Morbid. Yeah.
Then I'll take it over.
Yeah, then Jax as well.
I will be queen.
But anyway, we have Jaxus and Sassy Lady on with me tonight, or today, tomorrow.
Whenever,
yeah. But before we get to our topic, how about you rate, review, and subscribe to our YouTube channel? We are very excited about that. Just search us up, the Fallout Roundtable in the search bar. How about you go follow us on X, or formerly known as Twitter. It's at FalloutRTB. And we also have a Gmail, falloutrtb@gmail.com. Yeah. So we're going to be talking about, I don't know how to really explain this. It's a good thing to really talk about, but I don't really know how to explain it.
I can explain it.
Then go ahead, explain it for the people.
All right, so people who play Fallout 76 on the regular are familiar with the scoreboards that we get each season and how they've typically run in the past, how we've done the scoreboards, where they kind of look like a game board and you go through each slot as, you know, you do your dailies, you do your weeklies, you get your score and it unlocks each little spot and each spot gives you something. And you collect your rewards. Sometimes it's not, you know, great, like stuff you're not going to use. And sometimes it's cool stuff. And so now they've announced for this next scoreboard for this next season, which starts next month or March. I guess probably this won't come out till March, since today is the last day of February. The next season is going to be done a little differently. And it's like really like flummoxing some people because they just aren't getting it. And I've seen some negative comments about how this is going to drive people away from the game. And I honestly don't feel that. I don't see it that way. So we'll just discuss how that could affect the game or not affect the game, or I see more positive benefits than negative, but let's see what these guys think, if they think the same thing. So did you guys read what I sent you?
I sped read it. I skimmed through it. I didn't exactly.
It's in the chat. It.
I've been slightly preoccupied, but
I know.
Yeah.
Been doing stuff.
So I don't know how many scoreboards y'all have done. I've done all of them.
I've never done one.
I've finished them all.
I've done them, but I'd never really cared. Like, yeah. I ended up doing them without knowing I was doing them. And then I'm like,
right. I guess that's the same thing for me too.
Yeah, because it's honestly hard not to, because even if you're not trying to do the dailies or the weeklies, if you can get score from XP. Sometimes you just do things and it's like, oh, I didn't know that one of the dailies was to kill like 10 snallygasters or whatever, because I just did that, you know, because I was at an event where they all showed up.
I feel like that's more of a normal thing for like ranking up.
Mm-hmm. But as far as how could the scoreboard ruin the game? It doesn't even make sense.
Well, that's the thing, because A, it's not something that you have to do to play the game, you know? And B, honestly, if you're playing the scoreboards because you want the things on them, most people complain because you have to go through each space, you know, sequentially. So it's like 1 through 100 usually, and you have to go sequentially to get what you want. What they're talking about doing now is when you gain score from doing your dailies and weeklies, your score translates to tickets. You use tickets to unlock the items that you want from the season's prize pool. Now, certain things are locked behind sections, I guess, as you progress. So, like, the good stuff at the end won't open up right away, but you can always save up your tickets if you only want the big prize at the end.
So, it looks like Vitriol is saying there might be some additional costs involved.
I didn't read it that way. I, you know, people were like, oh, we have to buy, you can buy score or tickets, you can buy, but you could always buy the, you know, you could always buy out your scoreboard anyway, because each spot costs you like 150 atoms. But I don't think you have to. I think it's more like if you go ahead and play your dailies and your weeklies, you're going to get enough score to buy your tickets or to earn your tickets to get enough tickets to get what you want. But people are like, oh, we have to purchase it. You don't have to. It's just showing that you still have the option to do that, because some people just buy out the scoreboard in the beginning and they're like, I don't care, I'm just buying it out and then I'm done with it, which you still can do.
So it's not necessarily play to win type of crap.
I don't read it that way.
The looks of it, it's not like the EA microtransaction debacle that's always happened. It's if you want more, you can get more.
Mm-hmm. And they always give us plenty of time. I mean, KT's on what? He's done over...
he's on a crap time. He's on a different level than us.
I know he is, but he's still done like the scoreboard twice over at least. I'm on like 100 and something myself, and like 150.
I accidentally complete scoreboards whenever I play. I don't do it.
Well, I've been on Scorecation for a long time, but I came back for Fashnet and I came back for Double Score and played with him, and of course leveled up like my baby character like over 50 levels, and was like, so I mean I'm over 120 or something on the scoreboard, which is nice because you get extra rewards, but I don't see how you're not going to get this. But the thing is like, you don't have to spend your tickets on the things you don't want. Like, who wants, you know, power armor paint for every power armor piece that you don't even use? Or if you don't even like the power armor paint, you don't have to unlock that. You don't have to waste your tickets on it. Yeah, you know, spend your tickets on the things you want, like camp items or outfits, which I think is cool, because I hate when it's like, oh, yay, I ranked up, but it's just stupid power armor I'm not going to use. But you can't, I mean, like, you cannot claim it, I suppose, but why wouldn't you? On the old scoreboards, like, you had to go in that progression. This way you get tickets and you just open what you want. And probably if I have enough tickets at the end, I'll probably open everything if I have enough, because your tickets don't roll over to the next season. They expire that season.
I think this
so you can't just like save up all your tickets and then be like, I'm going to use it next season and just fly through that, because they will expire. But I don't see that it's a complete negative, and I don't think you have to spend money on it. I think that's like, if you want to kill the scoreboard in a week, yes, you'll have to spend money on it probably.
Sounds a little overthought to me. I mean, it seems to me it seems too complicated. Much into it, you know?
Yeah, I don't know why they're changing it. It doesn't make any sense, because I didn't really think it was broken to begin with, but
I'm sure they got their reasons for it. But I mean, as far as the you know, participants are kind of probably bitching for the sake to bitch.
Yeah, I feel it's the same way. Kind of like when we talked about the haters of 76, I feel like that they're just getting more ammo out of this from what they think about it, because it's getting complicated. It's not simple anymore, and there's different ways you can win, but sometimes you just gotta pay.
So Vitriol saying more successful games with battle passes use that
same format. It's not going to turn into Fortnite, if that's what you're saying.
Well, so if that's the case, they're probably trying to uniform things so that it's the same across the board when it comes to whatever other things that they've got. You know what I mean?
Maybe that's what they're trying to do.
It might complicate things in the short term for everybody else, but in the long term, it might make it more uniform for the rest of the company going forward, and it's easier for the company.
That could be. That could be that they're trying to streamline everything for them.
I was also reading while you guys were talking. If you have that first membership, you get exclusive rewards out of the whole thing.
Well, we always have. There's always been special things that you could unlock if you got Fallout first, but this is going to be like, they're going to put it on a separate page, I guess, now.
Yeah.
But yeah, Fallout first, it was like, you would have like two, like, depending on which block, because not every block gave you a Fallout first reward, but if it did, it would give you two blocks, and one you would unlock regular, and one you would unlock if you had Fallout
Vitriol's
first.
Got a good point. It makes it easier for new players, because new players coming along won't know anything totally otherwise. So they're just going to come in and go, oh, I know this. That's right. What they do on Raid or whatever else game they play, you know?
Yeah, that makes sense. If they're used to a certain system, they're going to come in and it's going to be what they're used to.
Yeah.
So that makes it. And I think a lot of the stuff they've been doing lately has been geared towards new players coming in.
Well, and that's perfectly fine, because that's what you want. You want that new volume to come through. And if it changes things up, the old players might get irritated for a little bit, but they're going to conform.
It's kind of like it's kind of like more in the beginning when Fallout 76 first came out. All of us old single player, all of us OG players were like, this is dumb because it's online. There is no campaign.
I can't even wrap my head around that. I've been a gamer for so long. Like single player games. Like I love single player games, but at the same time, anytime somebody makes a multiplayer game, even if it's not as good as the single player game was, it's twice as much fun because you can play it with other people.
You can play with your friends.
I feel like their biggest complaint was the NPCs. Really enjoy that.
What, the lack of them?
They fixed
that. The lack of it. I was talking about in the very beginning.
In the very beginning, it was weird.
It was very weird.
And like having no NPCs, it was strange. Like the world was just empty. That was weird. And
it sounds like you were there.
Great decision.
It sounds odd. But I mean, I didn't deal with it. I came on after the update. So.
After Wastelanders, yeah. But I mean, a lot of people play single player. Like a lot of people play alone. You know, and it's just like the way I look at it. If like there's other people running around, they're just other NPCs.
I understand the whole thing. You don't have to talk to them. Well, and I understand the immersion element of being in a solo game and just kind of like turn the music up and just kind of dropping into the game.
Or go into a private server, you know?
Or just play the game on single player and then switch to multiplayer when you're done.
Your private server.
Like we used to do.
Kind of like what Grand Theft Auto did. You have your campaign and then
Diablo was when you first started playing it.
Yeah.
You know, when Diablo first came out, Battle.net was a new thing, like brand new. The game was originally a single player game. And then once Battle.net came through, we were like, oh, wow, let's check this out. Same thing with StarCraft and all those other games. You know, at first we played the single player campaigns and this is fun. And then you got into the multiplayer aspect of playing like StarCraft. Dude, those like the Korean players, holy smokes, dude, they would smoke your ass in seconds. So you had to figure out new cool stuff. So people created these new role-playing games within the game. They created their own game within it.
Well, that's basically what they did with 76 too. I mean, everybody started role-playing.
I mean, after all the haters started dying down.
The thing that gets me is like, you know, I've gotten so used to playing with my friends and stuff that when I play something like Starfield or Hogwarts Legacy or something, I'm like, I want to play with other people. I want to be able to run around in this world with other people, you know, because it's so awesome or it's so big or it's so beautiful. And I want to show off, like in Starfield, like I want to show off my outpost. I want to show off my new ship. I want to like go planet hopping with people, you know, and it's like,
I wish we had that aspect to hang out because they're just going to want that. So you know,
I mean, I don't even consider myself like a, I mean, like an, I'm an extroverted introvert. So like there's times when I like to get into 76 and just like do my own thing. And it's like, I just, but then there's times when I'll like, you know, hop in with like KT or something and we're like running around like mad people doing crazy
stuff. See, I enjoy both elements because there's times where I'll be playing 76 or I'll play 7 Days to Die or whatever it is. And it's in a multiplayer universe. And I'm having fun doing that. And then there's other times where I just want to play Fallout 1. Why? Because it's just kind of like, I don't know, playing cards, you know? it's an old game. I mean, I don't have to think a lot, you know? It's pretty easy to play. And and it's a little nostalgia, you know? I get a little bit of that out of it.
I mean, I'm playing Fallout 4 right now because I'm doing a run-through with the Fallout feed. And it's... like, I don't feel like I don't miss not having people in it. Like I do with Fallout 76. Like, I don't feel like I should be playing with other people because to me, the role-playing aspect is so much there with the story and everything. And I never, you know, we always, not Fallout 4, playing Fallout 3. And because I never played it with anybody, because we never played that with people because you can't. So to me, that's just the way the game is supposed to be. Like, I don't know if they ever made Fallout 3 with people. I think it'd be kind of odd, but
like I said, you know, I think they should flip the entire Fallout universe on its head and make a Fallout New Vegas version that's multiplayer and just piss off everybody.
Oh God, I can think of, like I can think of one person who would lose their ever loving crap. Oh, my feedback's. Oh, I didn't even hear it. Yeah, I just So yeah, people crawling out of the woodwork right now. Because, you know, some people, like I've seen it on Twitter, like some people are kind of expressing concerns about the format of the new. And then like people who don't really understand, like what exactly is happening with the new scoreboard? Like, I don't get it. And of course, people who are jumping on that and going like, oh my gosh, look, you're pissing off all your players. Ha ha ha. Look what you did. You're going to lose all your player base and da da da, you know, all the haters.
I feel like that's always going to happen though in any game, not just Fallout. There are going to be those people that do say that. But, with the Fallout community, no one's going to abandon the game unless there's something
horrible. Shit? Who cares?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Who cares?
Nobody's like, going to leave that game.
But there's like one person out there who has to jump on everybody's comments.
Well, yeah, somebody like, might, but you'll gain three more players from that one person leaving.
Well, and that's just it. You know, it's
people that feed off of drama and they love that. And that's not going to matter what this day and age. It's just the way people act, you know, and it's just silly. It's just silly.
But yeah, that's the big Twitter thing this week is everybody's like freaking out. And I don't even know when the new season starts. I think it's like mid-March or something. It's like not even coming up yet. But they just announced that new format.
Shitting on the new TV show that hadn't even come out yet.
That too. Oh my gosh. And
people are just shitting on everything Fallout these days.
Oh, this is not going to be good.
Oh, not New Vegas. Everybody's still like, I love New Vegas. I saw one person the other day who was like, New Vegas is not the best game, in my opinion. And I was like, wow, that's like very few people say that.
Like, I don't have an opinion about
that. Yes, I know. You need more drama in your life. We all do.
Yeah, I've never had an opinion as far as that goes. I mean, as far as my favorite
trailer game.
Oh, the trailer looks amazing.
Yeah, the trailer looks fine. I don't know why people are pissing all over the new TV show. Because
they put a Cyclops in it.
And okay, fine.
Who cares?
Okay,
there's elements of the lore that they're breaking.
And it just may not have come across well in the, nanosecond that it was on the television?
It's the second Prayed win and the Brotherhood of Steel elements and things like that. It was...
Why can't they have a second Pridwin? I mean, it's not the actual Pridwin. It's not. It has a different name. So, whatever.
I don't know.
You know, you're trying to tell me that they didn't build another one. Seriously. Come on. Let's be real.
Do we even know when it's going to happen? Like,
19 years after 4.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Something like that.
You're talking about the timeline.
Yeah, I was talking about timeline because I don't have it right in front of me right now.
Oh, yeah, the next round of Atlantic City. That's when the next season is.
A lot of people
I'm excited about the next round of Atlantic City because that'll be, Because everybody's like, oh my gosh, it's just an expedition. These, you know.
Well, a lot of people are upset about the female protagonist.
These are just, it's just another daily ops. But honestly, this one is supposed to be where we can just go there and hang out and gamble and see things. But I mean, I went there and I ran the expedition. I did it solo. And then I just hung around and took pictures and did what I wanted, saw what I wanted. And everybody's like, you can't do it solo. And I'm like, oh, but I did. I forget who was saying that. Oh, you can't do these ops solo. It's like, yeah, but I did.
So this dude making a big old deal about it being a female protagonist.
For the TV show?
Yeah, fitting the agenda of America, dude. They made a big old political thing about it. I'm like, just sitting there listening, going,
as long as they don't make her homosexual.
Wow, you give a shit a lot.
Because then it would really be. I don't think there's anything wrong with her being a girl.
Well,
I don't see anything wrong with it.
There's an element of realism that comes out of that.
Yeah.
So if you were to get punched in the face by a super mutant, what do you think would happen to your face as opposed to a man's face? Do you think more bones would break on your face than a man?
No.
No?
Unless you have more bones in your face. I'm not sure. No, I think if a super mutant was going to hit you, your bones would break.
I think it just flattened, you know, but.
Yeah, I feel like it'd be the same thing either way.
Uh-huh. Your bones are no more. I mean, honestly, my bones are probably stronger than yours.
Well.
Wow.
I know that men's twitch muscle fibers make us a little bit different in that regard.
Your muscle fibers, sure.
Yeah, because our twitch muscle fiber. And that's why there's the whole sports thing, you know. I don't know how that works. It's too much thought process for me. I don't care.
Yeah, I don't understand it either.
But anyway, yeah, there's a lot of dudes out there that are like, oh, we got these chick protagonist thing. They're pushing an agenda.
Oh
my
god. Those political people,
it's Amazon. It's not Disney. What are you talking about?
Right. But you've also got you have a male. You've got the guy from the Brotherhood. I mean, I think isn't he like an equal character with his own storyline?
I have no idea.
I think he is, or he's just a little bit less.
Look at the Hancock looking dude, you know. What's his name?
Yeah, the ghoul.
Yeah.
Again, ghoul. I mean, he's a guy.
Yeah, well, he seems to be a pretty, like, prominent character.
He's
going to
have his own storyline.
Yeah. So, I mean.
Yeah, I feel like he's going to be more prominent than the Vault Dweller, though. Because he is a bigger name than.
I think the name matters, especially at least
in the beginning, we're going to see a lot. Because, you know, from what I saw, what did I see the other day? They had something to do with the premiere or, like, something. Oh, God, what was it? Some con or whatever, and they said that they were talking, like, they all got to, like, visit the vault, and he was doing his announcing thing like he does in the show, because apparently he works for Vault Tech or something. Pre-war.
That wouldn't surprise me.
Either he's promoter or he works for Vault Tech, whichever.
Or the guy that says Vault Tech here.
Vault Tech calling.
Yeah,
that's the salesman.
Yeah, or the salesman.
He's on stage. Like, he's on stage, like, showing the vault or whatever. So that's what I think.
So he might be even more involved in that.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Yeah, I think he's got something to do with Vault Tech. So, which you would think that he would get a place in a vault, but maybe he didn't make it because he was with his daughter. I don't know. We'll find out, because we're going to see his backstory. Probably through flashbacks.
Yeah.
It looks nice.
I'm excited.
I can't wait to see the scene with the horses and stuff.
Like, what is it? Month? 4 or 5 weeks?
Couple.
I know. Another thing they were making a big deal about was the lack of grotesqueness in the ghouls because of how, what was it they were saying? Bethesda dropped the ball and on like character.
Oh, because of what he looked like?
Because in New Vegas and the original games, how grotesque they made the ghouls look in those in comparison to like 3 and 4.
Yeah, I've noticed. Well, I've noticed playing 3
that
they look a lot different from 76.
Yeah, I could see that, but also
that's why there was such prejudice against them, is because of their grotesque nature.
They looked pretty gross in three.
It was like they were treated more or less like lepers, you know, and that was because of the you know, their skin's falling off and things like that.
They look like lepers, yeah.
Well, and but I mean, this guy just looks like a burn victim, more or less.
Well, maybe it depends on like how long you've been ghoulified. Well.
Well, we know the real reason, because they wanted to make sure he was able to make facial features on the TV show.
Well, they didn't. Yeah, they didn't want to overly prostheticize.
Which is funny, because you see him without the makeup on, the first thing you think of is he's a ghoul.
Yeah.
I mean, I immediately knew what role he was going to play.
Well,
I just didn't know.
The thing is, like, he's just got those features where you're like, yeah, he'll be a ghoul.
I can see him as a ghoul.
Yep, he'd make a great ghoul. So anyway,
I don't know if you guys had opinions on all the new stuff, because I know you guys don't usually worry about the scoreboards and stuff. But
I don't normally
not generally, because when I
like,
play
would
the
it
game,
make you more likely to play a scoreboard the way it is now, or the way that it's changing to?
I guess it would depend if there was a benefit that like I wanted to take advantage of. Let's say, for instance, if the scoreboard was something in the nature of special armor or something that would actually give you an edge in gameplay, you know, like you if you completed the scoreboard, you had a particular buff and it lasted for a couple of days or whatever, and you could use it for PvP, or you could launch extra nukes, something like that, you know, something that had a, like a real in-game benefit to you, as opposed to some trinket that you stick in a house.
Well, you do get, sometimes they, you get boosts along the way. Usually you'll get like armor paint. And a lot of times it's just cosmetic stuff or outfits or whatever.
That's just it, though.
Think of anything like useful like that.
When you think of cosmetic elements, they've been turning. So back in the golden age of video gaming, you know, the I'd say early 90s, probably mid 90s, that era of gaming, it was more based on buffs and benefits that helped you in actual gameplay. And then we transitioned from that, like probably somewhere in the middle or towards the end of like the height of the WoW era, where everything became about putting some trinket in your house or clothing you put on, or, you know, some cosmetic element that really doesn't mean anything. And for hardcore gamers, it's like, and when I say hardcore gamers, I don't mean people that are hardcore about one game. Hardcore gamers play multiple games and they take their games very seriously. We're in it to win, you know? So there's that element, real, that's hardcore gamer. It's not somebody that
really
loves a particular game or a genre. So there is
a difference. Or they play all the time and not stop.
Well, I mean, it doesn't make you any less of a hardcore gamer to play like QT or KT does on 76. Yeah, he's a hardcore gamer. He's just hardcore about the game he's playing. But hardcore gamers in general, they'll play any game. It doesn't matter what it is.
You know, That's true.
They take a game of cards overly seriously, you know.
Yeah, I've done that. I have broken tables over card games before.
Well, it's playing Black Ops, you know, or you know, as soon as you're done with Black Ops, you go to Modern Warfare. You get done with Modern Warfare, you're going to play in Team Fortress, or you know, you're
Call
playing
Ghosts,
or you're finding, you know, you're playing Mass Effect. You do your whole achievement thing and you want to get everything done. Or you go into Fallout and you do the same thing there. You get all the bobbleheads and you do all that, and then you move on to another game, you know? It's a little different than people that are hardcore about a singular game. Right?
Yeah, you're right.
There's levels to that, you know. But when
I guess I've seen the worst side of hardcore gamer, because I used to be one.
Well, hardcore gamers can also be extremely big assholes.
Yeah. I've met some of those.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's just, those are the ones that grief people because they're more powerful and they've got this point of wanting to just be a jerk, you know, and pick on people in a game.
But you don't see that in Fallout so much. And I would say we've got some hardcore gamers in Fallout.
I feel like it was more in the beginning when there's no NPCs.
No, there's still some around.
It was more prevalent.
Log in and do stuff. Usually during like an event or something, you'll see some.
During an event.
All the hate against the AFKers during Fashion Night, which was made no sense because I'm like, you know how many times I tried to do Fashion Night and it was like, I would collect my little, you know, eggs and I would collect intestines and then it was done. And I'm like, why am I doing this? You know, I'd like go over and like kill the rad toads and they were all dead. And it was like, why am I bothering? I should just AFK because y'all don't leave anything for anybody else.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's people that just play the game in a way that it takes the fun out of it.
And I'm like, why not just AFK? Because everybody just does all the things anyway and doesn't share the XP or whatever. So, hey, might as well AFK. And then they're like, oh my god, everybody's cheating. And it's like, not cheating. You're getting your rewards just like everybody else.
76 that I think would make the game so much more fun. Like, making it where you could actually play a game of pool on the pool table. Like a legit game of pool.
That would be awesome. Now
that would be cool if there was like mini games in there.
Or when you go walk up to the dartboard, it changes to where you can actually kind of...
There's a certain prevalence.
Play a Facebook version of like darts, you know how they have
like mini games. But like you, instead or of like a pinball animation machine. Like you have control over what you're doing,
or legit be able to sit down at like one of those tables. You're not happy with Nuka Trapper?
You're not happy with Nuka Trapper?
Is that
in 76 or is that just Fallout 4?
I actually sat there and played that for like 5 minutes and got lost in it for a minute, so
I was just like, this is dumb.
it was dumb, but it still captured my attention for a minute. I have to. Uh-huh.
Yeah, I tried. I was like,
But I mean, like, I think it'd be cool to be able to sit down and play like Caravan.
I mean, I know there's games in 76. I didn't know we could actually play them.
To be honest, I think they should, along with your darts and pool, I think they should do pinball. Kind of like
We have those games and there are animations for them, but you can't actually play.
I wish you could actually play darts.
You can play pinball and it gives actually you
play the game. Kind of you did with
you
the
cannot
old
make
Microsoft
decisions
pinball.
Like, you know, like 8-ball to the right pocket. You can't do that.
It'd be so much better though.
It wouldn't take much to integrate that in there the programmers, it wouldn't be that hard. There's 900 different versions of each one of those games.
But I mean, you know, considering some of the bugs that we have.
I'd love to see a pinball bug or a pool bug. Pool bug. All of a sudden the cue ball, you're trying to do it, and all of a sudden it just goes off the map.
I just think it would create more community elements and like for instance, oh my gosh.
I do have a bar
with all those things, but I mean, think about like you could actually make events based around it,
the cooking of food, you know, like
because we have bowling lanes, you know, actually like play bowling the way you're supposed to, like if you could, like if your character could sight on where you want the ball to go and then it goes there or something instead of it being a pre-selected.
I mean, come on, they had bowling on Atari. I think that you can create something.
Yeah, I think
you're right. If they can do it on Atari, then
we have the technology.
They have it on Wii. It's like that would be cool because then we could like create these events that we could do with other people. Like,
we can make bowling leagues in
Fallout 76 or
bowling leagues.
Yeah. That'd be pretty cool.
That would be pretty cool.
I think it would be a lot of fun. I think
with a bully. Why not? Yeah, just like start chucking, billiard balls at people.
Stick that in your
fat
boy.
Here, take that. Take that. Take that.
I didn't like you anyway.
I hated you too.
Sore loser time.
Let's take a quick break, guys, and we'll be right back. Okay. Here we go. Hold on. We'll be right back. Hi, welcome to Three Count Thoughts. Let me introduce the crew real quick.
Hi, I'm Maverick Stone.
I'm Romer.
And I'm Jaxus. Join us as we talk all things wrestling. Each week, we'll take a topic from the wrestling world, knock it around a bit, and then go over the week in wrestling from a strictly fan perspective. We can be found on all major podcast catchers. We can also be found at Three Count Thoughts on both YouTube and Twitter. Or you can send us an email using 3countthoughts@gmail.com. Okay, are you ready?
Ring the bell.
Welcome back, everybody. I just wanted to make sure we got our break in there because sometimes we kind of forget about that stuff. Anyway, we were just kind of chatting away about, well, anything that we felt like, really, because we were talking about games and goofing off in 76, and we were talking about the TV show and a bunch of other stuff.
We're talking about mini games.
Yeah, mini games just sounded like
a
lot
of
fun.
Yeah, if we could have cool mini games.
So going back to that, right before break, I had an idea. Why don't they have like some sort of baseball? Like some sort
we
of
all know
sport.
That baseball is not baseball.
Yeah, baseball is not baseball. But you know, you could
although
have
was it baseball 25 years after the nukes? Because that was what 200 years later was when it.
Well,
becomes
no, Diamond City,
something else.
Well, Diamond City is an MLB park.
But it was 200 years later, and they were like, baseball was where you like beat your opponent to death, right?
Which they turned into
that was how that baseball was played, was you beat your opponent with a bat and blah blah blah. Remember
well, yeah,
that?
No, I'm saying, why don't we?
So, is it baseball in 76, 25 years later? Is it still baseball, or is it the type where you like beat your opponent to death with a bat? That
I think
actual
they should have,
baseball,
I think they should have like a version of football that's like hot potato. It's like you can run around with a grenade.
Oh, there you
like
go.
Like a timed explosive, and you got to like get to one side.
Oh, that'd
and then
be funny. Well, yeah, I would love to see this and being an announcer. Oh, it looks like the wide receiver isn't gonna make it.
Swatter, get your swatter.
Oh, that's right, Bill. That's right, Bill. It looks like number 87's out for forever.
Oh my god.
Somebody
goodness.
Call a medic. Oh, too bad. That was a stim bag. Didn't work.
Too
somebody
bad. Call a street sweeper.
Just flat.
We got body parts on the field.
That means it's a good game.
That's a great game.
Pause due to scroll. Oh, oops.
Okay. Going with the thing of sports. Why haven't we seen any hockey?
Lack of ice, and the
right?
I get that, but you know, like hockey sticks or pucks or anything like that, because especially in Ford, unless the lore is different, Boston had a hockey team.
Well, Vegas has a hockey team.
Well, Vegas's hockey team was a lot sooner. Well, it was a lot sooner than Boston's, though.
I'm just saying that it doesn't matter if it was in the desert or not. But once the
nobody cares.
But you don't have the air conditioning anymore. It kind of kills the whole thing, you know.
Yeah.
No, I can't. I'm just saying, you know, like hockey sticks as weapons, or like, you know, like goalie masks.
That is surprising that they don't have hockey sticks laying around to like beat people with.
I know we got baseball bats. We got cricket bats.
Well, I think that's a skin.
I didn't see any croquet mallets.
No,
there's
I didn't see any either.
76 that you can turn.
Or a badminton
it's
racket.
One of the,
no.
It's one of the super sledges into a croquet mallet.
No, I was just saying because of hockey, how it's in America. I know it's also in Canada. America
makes you wish for
America.
A
I was just thinking, you know, croquet is more of a European thing than an American thing.
Great That's Britain, they're not part of Europe anymore.
No, they are. I know they're an island, but they're still part.
Ever heard of Brexit?
They should have Brahmin racing.
That would be awesome. There we go. That's
usually. I'm just surprised we can't ride a Brahmin or use it to move our crap around. We talked about this
a couple weeks ago.
I know. We should be able to like use them as pack mules for ourselves. And when I'm over encumbered, I should just be able to get my handy Brahmin out and be like, take all my crap.
Yeah. Let's just take our Brahmin out of our backpack and just.
Well, I mean, my God, what else can I keep in my backpack? I keep everything else.
Yeah, we keep everything else in there.
Yeah, I mean, my Brahmin should just come right out. Yes, they did leave the EU. That was a long time ago.
I mean, you can have a pet death claw in your camp. Yeah, in your camp.
Yeah.
Well, anything like that's that you can though. Tame, you can have in your camp. It's just everybody wants a Deathclaw or a Mirelurk King.
Everybody wants something big. I would rather have
a Deathclaw as like a mount. Like put like a chair on his back.
Yeah, we talked about that. We want to ride around.
But he's got to have an umbrella, you know, and like.
Oh God!
You know, kind of like the Maharaja.
Want to ride around
Deathclaw
with my umbrella? Yeah, like exactly.
have like a convoy. Back, like,
over here, James. Come this way. Yes.
Like,
I need to take a closer look at this. Yes,
to my destination.
All of a sudden, you hear over the ridge just people playing drums following you.
Would I trouble you for a glass of lemonade? Oh, dear boy,
your face is falling apart. What is wrong with you? Are you okay?
Pull your death call up to somebody else.
I think you need some water, son. Here. Henry,
do you have some gray poupon?
Give him some water, Henry.
I still think that'd be cool to have like a dinosaur.
We're talking about dinosaurs. That episode hasn't come out yet.
We need dinosaurs. You know, like somebody at Vault-Tec, or not Vault-Tec, like West-Tec or somebody should like find some like old dinosaur eggs and be like, hey, let's bring them back. Like, we've seen this movie before.
Welcome to the Raptor. To Jurassic.
Yeah, let's get the velociraptors, you know, the ones with the claws and the teeth.
The big old claws.
T-Rex. Totally T-Rex. I'm all about the T-Rex.
Who do you think would win in a fight? Deathclaw or T-Rex?
T-Rex. I think T-Rex.
I don't think the Deathclaw. Well, it depends on if the Deathclaw's claws could penetrate a dinosaur's skin to any measurable amount.
Because the T-Rex is bigger. Size matters.
I know size matters, but you also got to think. I thought the Deathclaw could use.
The Deathclaw is going to win because he has longer arms. So what's he going to do with those arms?
Just lift the T-Rex and just chuck him.
That's a strong Deathclaw. Okay.
Deathclaw is more agile.
That's probably true.
Yeah. But is it smart enough to actually have combat skills on top of being just?
There are smart Deathclaws. We already know this.
Oh. Yes, we have established this.
So if you. Taught one to go to Kempo and had to go up against a T-Rex, maybe you could stand a chance, huh?
So what about the Indominus Rex?
I'm assuming that's one of the specialized ones made in Jurassic Park. Okay.
Yeah, Jurassic World. We talked about dinosaurs.
Is that the one that can go invisible?
Yes, that is the one.
Okay. That was pretty.
Well, if it could go invisible, then nobody. Well,
because
find it.
Indominus Rex had chameleon.
Chameleon in it.
Yeah.
Well, we have some chameleon death claws, don't we?
Or were they using the thingies? You know, those things that require words.
No, you're not talking about stealth boys, are you?
That's it.
No, there's actual chameleon death claws, I believe.
Oh.
I don't think they have to take stealth boys.
Oh.
Those were the super mutants that got addicted to the stealth boys.
Oh.
Stealth boys and turned into Nightkin.
See, when I think of Nightkin, the only thing I think of is the Enclave dude, Draco.
Oh, the Draco Deathclaw?
Yeah.
Oh.
Draco the Deathclaw.
Yeah.
Okay, I can see that.
I always think of him because
Preston. I think of Walter and Bunny, and then
Preston meeting Walter,
and then later on he uses Draco again with the Chronicles, and
there are
he has to kill Red.
Chameleon or death claws that eat stealth boys? Which one are you talking about, Silior?
That eat stealth boys?
Well, take them, use them, whatever. Eat them. Come on. Give me a break.
I'm like, they're taking them like a pill.
Just be like,
eat a stealth boy. Chameleon. See, I told you. Chameleon. I thought it was New Vegas. Or maybe 4 or 5. Or not 5. 76. I don't know. I don't remember.
I don't know why. Every time I see the word chameleon, I think Boy George.
I've been listening to a lot of 80s music lately. It's KT's fault.
I can't really avoid it.
I can't try. Either.
KT's fault. Every time I play with him, he's always playing like 70s, 80s, whatever. Pretty good.
I Is that because he can get away with it?
I start screen. Playing it at work. Danny,
empty now.
Did you see who I have behind me? I don't know if you noticed it. There's another one there, too.
I can't make out half of what's behind you anyway.
Yeah. No, you really can't because it's too far away, but you can't miss.
It's the lighting. It's the lighting. It kind of
I know, I
got
to
kind of...
do something with it. But you can't miss Braxy.
Is that the red
that
thing?
Too. Those are courtesy of Penny. Those are part of Best Virginian's surprise birthday party.
Are those the red
There were
things?
How many of those? I don't remember.
Is that the red things with the eyeballs?
Yes. She made those.
They look
That's
like
cool.
And she drove them look all like the a way down or a to West Virginia and then we put them all together and had them all over. So when he woke up in the morning, I think they were all stalking him. They were like all around his bed staring at him.
Oh, wow. Creepy.
That is kind of creepy. To me, also, it looks like the Mario flame.
It looks like a marshmallow, or not a marshmallow, but a mushroom with eyeballs.
But
that's because it's like, well, it's
Donkey
all washed.
Kong.
Everything in there is like kind of like
yeah,
super bright
20.
And washed out to me. So I'm like,
yeah. So I ended up with actually 3 of them. There's one upstairs.
Hold on, let me get up.
I don't know how many BB went home. I ended up with 3.
Yeah, yeah.
Get
the
See, now
out.
That helps, doesn't it? Doesn't it to help?
What? No, it actually doesn't.
Nah.
Oh my.
Well, let me crack open another Red Bull.
No,
oh,
don't.
Actually, let's see if that works.
When I switch it to the other screen, instead
someone
of the TV
placed three
one,
around
and put
his
it
bed.
On the...
Someone, Penny. Someone.
I get my glasses to go on it. It's like, there we go.
The bathroom, okay. Braxy with the TP square was my favorite as well. That was in the girls' bathroom. Braxy stood there with his little hand out and was holding toilet paper.
What the hell
paper.
Did I just do?
Your napkins, my lord.
I just changed like the whole screen without realizing I did.
I know, you just have me up here. By
I don't
myself.
Know what I did. I
must you made
have,
it too big.
I bumped something.
You're too big.
You bumped your glasses. They look a little.
What are you talking about? My glasses are fine.
They're
I can see.
Fine.
I can see out of them
They're
just fine.
Your butt napkins, my lord.
Butt napkins?
Butt napkins. You should have come to Fashnet with us and stayed at our house. It was a party.
Travel. Nah.
It's kind of hard to travel when we're already going to Vegas. And I'm already going to Vegas.
Whatever. I mean, I'm already in Vegas, so.
I was going to say, somebody's not going. Somebody's there already.
It's like, for me to travel all the way to, like, West Virginia, like.
I know. Which
I
is why
no
I probably
one.
Won't be in
you
Vegas,
know?
Because.
You know. Mom,
I'm that dad.
Mom wants to go to Fashnet next year. She wants to go.
Good. She'll enjoy it. Food's pretty good, too.
She just likes the West Virginian countryside, all the mountains and stuff. That's like her thing.
Well, I'd love to go hiking out there. Actually, I would like to throw a backpack on, keep walking in one direction, and never turn around. But that's
you can
my
do idea. That. You can do that.
I thought about doing that in the Amazon so many times. I was like, you know what? I'm just gonna take.
You just
off.
Do the Appalachian Trail too.
No, just go. Phew.
Cover quite
South
a bit
America.
Of country.
I'd rather go walk down Amazon and just disappear in that thing and never come back.
Okay. Your wife will be going to the area. You just said Harper's
Ferry. Well, that was before cool. I had a wife and kids.
I want to go to Harper's Ferry. I just don't get that far north. One of these days I will.
Harper's Ferry.
The Harper's Ferry is in Virginia.
Yeah, I mean, well, no, it's technically in West Virginia, but it's
technically, but at the time, like time when, yeah.
Yeah, it's way up there.
I don't know. Sounds like fun.
Yeah.
I would like to experience what Fosh Knot is, like, just in the aspect of its traditional elements.
Yeah.
You know,
not
what I mean?
The Fallout element.
Yeah,
this is
no,
the legit traditional element of it.
It is very cool to like talk to them.
I'm also a religious person, guys. You know.
Well, it's kind of pagan, you know, so it's kind of cool.
Well, that's why I like all those different elements because I like to look at things from all angles. Mm-hmm. You know,
it's just neat to see.
I guess
see,
I should have
like,
said cultural person. I don't know.
Cultural, yeah. I mean, it's cool to see
cultural.
Like their cultural.
It's a Polish thing, right? Is it
it's
Polish?
Swiss German.
Swiss German? Okay.
Swiss and German, yeah. Because, but it's like this little dot of a town on a mountain.
Well, I'm kind of, I know it's kind of hard to tell, but I'm kind of part of those races, you know?
Yeah, it's pretty cool. So yeah, it's really cool because it's interesting.
I'm German, Irish,
you can tell
Scottish,
like
and
who's
Norwegian.
Fallout and like who's not. And there's a lot of people there that aren't Fallout, and we talked to a bunch of people that asked us a lot of questions about, because you know we ate with them and stuff because it was just easier.
I would like to try some of that food. Just
the food was
good.
Did
I guess I'm the same way. I love the pot.
Did they have a lot of
food
traditional
was really good
there?
We went to the Huta House, I think that's how you say it.
Huta
and
Huta House.
Huta.
You know, they made it easy on themselves by just serving everybody a sampler platter, and it had different selections. You know,
did they have like blood pie and stuff like that on there? I mean, like,
no, it was like sausage. I'm trying to remember, like sauerkraut.
Are you sure there isn't
potatoes.
Polish elements there? Well,
they,
Germany and Poland,
German.
Like, really, well, Germany.
There
Poland,
was a meatball. I'm trying to remember. There was some bread. There was, oh my gosh, there was so much stuff on that plate. And it was just like a little bit of everything. But it was
sausage.
All really good. I can't say there was anything that I was like pass or that I like wouldn't want to eat. It was all good.
If you
there
ever
was
saw
how I was like,
have you ever seen how
more?
Sausage is made?
Yeah.
Okay.
I know all about sausage. I do. But
do you know how that sounded, right?
Yes, I do. I do.
Anyway, your husband's standing behind you laughing. No, I'm kidding.
He's actually not. He is not home this week. He went to, he had to go home for a funeral. So I'm single mom this week.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that.
Oh.
That's okay. It was sudden, but it's fun. Yeah, he left on Tuesday. I talked to him today. He's hanging in there.
Yeah, okay. I'm like, he had a fun funeral?
No, but he's hanging in there. It was today, yeah. But he's doing all right.
Those are always a great time.
Well, you know, weddings and funerals is when you get to see family. So
yeah, my sister came by and hung out, and we looked at pictures and had that reminiscing moments. Then we went to Golden Corral and ate too much.
Yeah, so at least there's that. He was a little worn out today though, so he was looking forward to heading back and going to bed. Some rest. He's gonna spend some extra time with his dad this weekend because, you know, it just reminds you of like hold the ones close.
Yeah have those conversations while you can.
Yeah, so I'm glad that he's able to spend that time. It's worth it.
Like, I never really paid attention before because, like, now that I've moved the screen onto my other monitor that's more computer oriented, you've got a lot of crap behind you.
Me?
Yeah.
Like, I do. Well,
like all kinds of little doodads. I could
like
sit there for hours just staring at that shit, you know? Like,
what's that there? What's
well,
that?
these three shelves all have, well, even that one has like all Fallout crap on it. And then these are all my
Is that
Harry
Cappy
Potter.
On the third shelf behind
yeah.
you?
Yeah. Okay. Bottle's there, Cappy's there. That's my Fallout truck. But this is all Harry Potter stuff. But... like, there's my Niffler. So there's one shelf per genre. All of these are like Fallout. I know. And that's, I have not moved that cabinet over yet, and I don't know what I'm going to do with it. But I'm still like trying to clean this room up so that I can get a new desk and a new monitor and, you know, stuff. That's like all this is piled up, and I need to get my phone put back up so I can.
I see what that is now. You know, yeah, those things don't phone. Really work.
I took
that
it down.
Great, right?
I took it down and I need to get it back.
The phone doesn't really work that great. It's not really a very good sound counseling thing.
It's not great, but it helps.
Yeah.
Like, it helps without having like sound bounce off the walls and stuff. So.
I think it's more the space you utilize, like the, you know what I mean? Enclose your space more. That seems to work better for me. I try to keep myself in my little corner here. But if it's something that I've really got to do, I can actually grab my mic and stick it into the abyss here and close the door.
Closets are great.
Yeah, and it gives me that kind of dead sound so I can get in there and just be total flat.
If I could get my computer to the other side of the house in my closet, my walk-in closet would be amazing because it is like super soundproof. Like, I go in there, I don't hear anything.
Yeah.
It is super soundproof, but I can't.
It's amazing how quiet it is in a closet.
Yeah, it's kind of strange, really.
Mm. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
My closet in my apartment is, I have a big closet in my apartment. And
yeah, but that's because you're a girl and that's where your shoes are and all your other junk. And you're like, I got.
Are you talking to him?
No, you.
Me.
If I say, I don't have that big of a closet. I can close the door, but that's about it.
I hate you both.
Why?
My closet consists of...
if you saw my walk-in closet, it's like literally I can walk into it. That's why it's a walk-in closet. Because I can literally walk into it. But that's it. Like, it's not like a traditional walk-in.
My closet space is literally, I don't know, maybe 4 feet.
Yeah, this is an old house. This was not like, oh, walk-in closets are a thing. Yeah.
My apartment has a walk-in closet that's occupied by my sister. My closet.
Your apartment?
So your apartment's closet is occupied by your sister.
Does your sister live in
your apartment?
She lives in your closet.
Does she live in your closet?
No. No, it's a two-bedroom apartment.
It was occupied by her.
So it's a two-bedroom apartment and she
she has the bigger closet in the bigger bedroom.
Oh, so it's actually her closet, not your closet.
It's yes, it's technically her closet. It's her bathroom too.
Being her room and she pays the rent, then yes, that would be hers. You don't share.
Imagine like having a closet at somebody else's house. That's weird. I wouldn't.
My sister and I split rent.
Oh, so okay, so you both.
I pay more because of my job pays me more than she does. It's like 70-30
enough to
like
deal.
I don't know, keep things clean and
take care of. She's home more than me. Yeah, I'm only home two times a week.
So basically, she makes sure that you don't trash the hell out of the place. I got it.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, because you'd be like pizza and cups, and you'd be like, "All right, cool. Oh wait, I gotta go do my trucking job," and then you would just leave the pizza boxes and 900 Red Bulls laying around.
Yeah. I don't drink that much Red Bull. I only drink Red Bull now for the show.
Uh-huh.
As you can see, my second one here.
Am I the only one that think he... I mean, I think it actually intoxicates him.
I know. He acts like it, right?
He just looks like... Dude, you look like
he
me
drinks
in high
one
school.
And then he's like...
He looks like me in high school after, like, you know, a couple of... little fatties and chilling, and maybe a Jack in the Box burger, you know? Yeah.
Little wine cooler action.
No. You guys got to keep, if we're going to talk about
Barnes and James days.
If we're going to talk about intoxication, you got to keep me away from the vodka. The vodka and the tequila.
Oh, yeah.
Just straight up, I will chug right from the bottle.
Yeah, but you'll also pass out in 15 minutes. So it's a big deal.
That's what happened a couple New Years ago.
Are you a fun drunk?
No, I'm an emotional drunk.
Oh, no, wow. Thanks.
I love you guys.
At least that's what my cousins told me.
An emotional drunk? Yeah, I can't deal with that. Like, I'm a fun drunk. I'm like, yeah, let's party, let's dance, let's go. Yeah.
Demon Mountain Dew.
Yeah, okay. No. Mountain Dew.
No, I got alcoholic Mountain Dew up top.
Yeah, no, that's not what he's talking about, man. He's talking about Jim Beam Mountain Dew.
Yeah.
Oh, all I can tell you is anytime stuff. You mix Jim anything Beam's sugary good. With alcohol, it's a bad
day.
Yeah, no. Jim Beam's good too.
Barf. Yeah. That's asking for Hangoverville.
No. After that New Year's.
Oh, cool. That. Eric and I can get drunk together. We're both happy drunk.
Yeah, I don't really get drunk anymore.
I don't either.
I try not to after that New Year's. And
I regretted it.
I mean, I get a little saucy maybe on, you know, New Vegas Day.
A little saucy.
Not even on New Year's. Usually it's just New Vegas Day. It's like the one time I cut loose, man. I kind of hang out.
I did it one time for New Year's and I regretted it ever since.
The only thing I drank at Foshnet was I drank Penny's cider that she made. It was a little strong. I was feeling it a little bit, but that was the only thing I drank.
How much alcohol was in that thing then?
I don't know, Penny. How much alcohol was in that thing? God, I forget what the percent was. There, and I think it varied.
Because there are some good cider, alcoholic ciders out there.
She made it, y'all. She made it. She made
the cider. There are some good ciders, especially the ones that are made in Tennessee.
Well, apple ciders are kind of a, you know, sugar alcohol.
And it was good.
So some moonshine is pretty good too.
I brought some home. I've got it in my fridge. I should drink some more.
Some Tennessee moonshine is pretty good too.
Oh boy.
I think we've gotten way off of Fallout 76 stuff.
Yeah.
I think
you can make
moonshine
in Fallout. You can make.
You make nuka shine.
Nuka shine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, nuka shine, that's a whole different ball game.
We're still tied into Fallout. We're just talking about alcohol.
You just brought it back to Fallout because I was going to like cut this off.
With tick blood.
It's like, it's almost 7 o'clock, guys. Got to go take care of the kids, you know, just the way it is.
Like, oh, no.
But, nuka shine. Yeah. I don't know how I would feel about actually an alcoholic beverage that you drink and then you wake up somewhere else. It's like,
I mean, that's
every time I've ever done that before, I was like, oh, great. I'm naked on the runway again. You know, not good.
I don't know. Sometimes I do it just, you know, because I don't know if I've seen all of the nuka shine landing spots in 76 yet.
Didn't you guys play a game where you drank the nuka shine and hit, like, guess where somebody would end up or something like that?
Well, no, I used to do scavenger hunts. So you would drink the nuka shine and then you had to come back to a certain spot, but you had to find certain items that I just randomly chose on your way back. And then whoever got back first with all the items won. I used to run that event. Toon does one where it's like Naked and Afraid or whatever. And everybody has to come back to like bibs or something. And whoever gets back first, and then you drink another nuka shine, you go back out and he does like four runs or something like that. And the best out of four wins or something.
That sounds right. Yeah. I remember like somebody was using nuka shine for a game.
Yeah. He does that one quite a bit. I mean, there's different ways, different variations.
Junkashine.
He also does that too. Junkashine, it sounds a lot more like what I did, but mine was more of a scavenger hunt. And then I also did one where back when I ran events for the Nuka Gals, I also did one where we would do crappy legendary runs. Like we would do events with your crappy legendary. So like your legendary rolling pins and your legendary baseball bats or whatever junk you had, like your legendary lead pipes, you know, and we would go out and I don't know, do like board events with those. Or we used to do the Blue Ridge Tunnel runs with those things. Yeah, it was funny, like watching, you know, beating on people with your rolling pin. It was pretty fun.
Sounds about the time that I went at Deathclaw with a knife.
Yeah. Stuff like
that.
I went
to go
like,
pet
you know,
a Deathclaw.
Like your little legendary
It didn't work out.
Pocket knife or whatever you've got.
It's all that stupid Rose's fault.
I like the Rose event. That was really fun. I wish they would do that again.
No. I'm talking about when Rose tries to get you to go make friends with a Deathclaw.
Oh, Rose. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Go make friends with the Deathclaw. But I like beating on Super Mutants with a bouquet of roses. That was fun.
Anyway. All right. Heart Archer.
Yeah.
Oh.
I guess it's time we say goodbye.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, I think we beat that to death with our heart wrenchers.
Yeah. Anyway, that's going to do it for us tonight. Say goodnight, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
This podcast is part of the Robots Radio Rocket Club, a program designed to help all podcasts reach their full potential. For information about joining the Robots Radio Rocket Club, check out robotsradio.net.
How well do you know your video game lovers?
Have you ever wondered how your video game bays stack up against all the other delectable digital dates?
I'm Genesis, the girl whose motto in life is love, laugh, tequila. And on Two Girls, One Ship, we analyze, rate, and review all that the world of video game romances has to offer.
And I'm Vervada, the hopeless romantic cat lady and lifelong gamer.
But you should know that our podcast centers on character and romance analysis and doesn't shy away from exploring the fun of physical connection.
Or from the deep emotional connections built between two characters, using specific in-game dialogue, and the overall narrative journey. So join the Two Girls, One Ship shipsters, and remember,
beauty is in the eye of the controller.